Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Tuesday, the 7th of May and the 29th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. We are counting the Omer, the 50 days between Passover and Shavuot, and today is day 14. This week, our parasha is called Kedoshim, or our portion from the Torah is called Kedoshim, which means holy. And today we're going to read Leviticus 19, 23 through 32. Before we get into our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His precious word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. When you have come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, you are to consider their fruit as forbidden. 3 years it will be forbidden to you. It is not to be eaten. Then in the fourth year, all its fruit will be holy for giving praise to the Lord. In the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. So it will yield its increase to you. I am the Lord, your God. You are not to eat any meat with the blood still in it, nor are you to use enchantments or practice sorcery. You are not to round off the hair on the sides of your heads, nor are you to mar the edge of your beard. You are not to make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, or make any tattoo marks upon yourself. I am the Lord. Do not defile your daughter to make her a prostitute, so that the land does not fall into prostitution and become full of wickedness. You are to keep my Shabbatot and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Do not turn to those who are mediums or to soothsayers. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. You are to rise up in the presence of the gray-haired and honor the presence of the elderly. So you will fear your God. I am the Lord. That was Leviticus 19, 23 through 32. And today for our portion from the prophets, we will read Isaiah 51. Listen to me, you who pursue justice, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For when I called him, he was but one. Then I blessed him and multiplied him. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and a sound of melody. Pay attention to me, my people. Give ear to me, my nation, for Torah will go out from me, my justice as a light to the peoples. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the nations. The coastlands will wait for me. For my arm, they will wait expectantly. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness never wane. Listen to me, you who know justice, a people with my Torah in their heart. Do not fear the taunt of men, nor be dismayed at their insults. For the moth will eat them like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation for all generations. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces, who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a path for the redeemed to pass over? Now the ransomed of the Lord will return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will be upon their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I am the one who comforts you. Who are you that you should fear man who dies, or a son of man who is given up like grass? But you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. Are you in constant dread all day because of the fury of the oppressor, as he makes ready to destroy? But where is the fury of the oppressor? Soon, one bowed down will be released. He will not die and go to the pit, nor will his bread be lacking. For I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I, who set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, Jerusalem. From the Lord's hand, you have drunk the cup of his fury, the chalice of reeling that you have drained to the dregs. There is none to guide her among all the sons she has borne, nor is there one to take her by the hand among all the sons she has raised. These two things have befallen you. Who will mourn for you? Devastation and destruction, famine and the sword. How will I comfort you? Your sons have fainted. They lie at every street corner, like an antelope in a net. They are full of the Lord's fury, the rebuke of your God. Therefore hear this, you who are afflicted, you who are drunk, but not with wine. Thus says your Lord, the Lord your God, who defends his people. Behold, I have taken from your hand the cup of reeling, the bowl of my wrath. You will never drink it again. Then I will put it into the hand of your tormentors, who said to you, lie down so we may walk over you. You have made your back like the ground and like a street for passers-by. That was Isaiah 51. And now our portion from the writings today is Proverbs 30. The words of Agur, son of Yakeh, an oracle this man declared to Itiel and Ukal. Surely, I am more than stupid than any man, and do not have a man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge but of the Holy One. Who has gone up into heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in the palm of his hand? Who has wrapped the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is the name of his son, if you know? Every word of God is purified. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or else he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Two things I ask of you. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but feed me with my allotted bread, lest I become satisfied and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I become poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Do not slander a servant to his master, or he will curse you and you pay for it. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes and yet is not cleansed from its filth. There is a generation whose eyes are so haughty, whose eyelids are lifted up disdainfully. There is a generation whose teeth are swords and whose molars are knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. The leech has two daughters. Give, give. Three things are never satisfied. Four never say enough. Sheol, a barren womb, land that is not satisfied with water, and fire that never says enough. The eye that mocks a father and scorns obeying a mother will be picked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by young vultures. Three things are too amazing for me. Four I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the heart of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. Such is the way of an adulteress. She eats, wipes her mouth, and says, I have done nothing wrong. Under three things the earth trembles, and under four it cannot bear up. Under a slave when he becomes a king, a fool when he is stuffed with food, an unloved woman when she is married, and a handmaid when she displaces her mistress. Four things on earth are small, yet they are exceedingly wise. Ants are creatures with little strength, yet they store up their food in summer. Conies are creatures with little power, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard you can catch with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. Three things are stately in their stride, four that move with stately bearing. A lion, mighty among beasts, who never backs down from anything. A strutting rooster, a male goat, and a king with his army around him. If you have acted foolishly, exalting yourself, or if you have planned evil, put your hand over your mouth. For as churning milk produces butter, and twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. That was Proverbs 30. And now, we're going to our last portion for today. It is from the Apostles, and it is 2 John chapter 1. The Elder, to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I alone, but also all who have come to know the truth, because of the truth that abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and shalom be with us, from God the Father and from Messiah Yeshua, the Father's Son, in truth and love. I was overjoyed to find some of you children walking in truth, just as we received as a commandment from the Father. Now I ask you, dear lady, that we love one another. It is not though as though I am writing you a new commandment, but the one that we've had from the beginning. Now this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you heard from the beginning, that you walk in love. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Yeshua as Messiah coming in human flesh. This one is a deceiver and the anti-Messiah. Watch yourselves, so you do not lose what we have worked for, but receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not remain in Messiah's teaching does not have God. Anyone who remains in this teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not welcome him into your home or even give him a greeting, for the one greeting him shares in his evil deeds. Although I have much to write to you, I don't want to do it with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face so that our joy may be full. The children of your chosen sister send you greetings. That was 2 John chapter 1, and it concludes today's readings. However, if you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year's cycle, you'll be reading Matthew 16 today also. Well, I pray that the Word of God encourages you and speaks to your heart today. It's been an honor and a privilege to read and record for you this morning. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom and love to all of you from Israel. Until next time.